Welcome to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, Jesus walks on the water.
It's important for us to keep our eyes on the prize, right? When we have a singularity of purpose, it's much harder for things to get in our way. It's much harder for us to be distracted, right? When we know the thing that we want, and we're focused on pursuing that thing, so many things that otherwise might have distracted us or might have frightened of us just fall into the background, just move to the back burner. When we have singularity of purpose in our lives. This morning's gospel retells a miracle of Christ. And of course, as always, when Jesus performs a miracle, he shows us that he is in charge of all creation. That if he wants to, he can rearrange the atoms of the water so that he can stand on the water. He shows us that if he wants to multiply the fishes and the loaves, he can multiply the fishes and the loaves. He shows us that he's the author of creation, that everything is under his command. Those are things that we do take away from his miracles. And this is one such miracle. Nobody else can walk on the water, except for Peter for a couple of seconds, a little later in the story. But only Christ can walk on the water, right? But the difference between Jesus and any other wonder worker, any other magician, any other soothsayer, one of the key differences is that he's never trying to wow us about how cool he is. He is instead always offering us something that is nourishing for our souls. Something that builds us up towards the kingdom of God. He's giving us badly needed healing or profound spiritual insight when he performs his miracles. This is not Harry Houdini collecting a fee so you can see how cool his show is. This is the author of all creation. This is my Father and your Father coming in power to save us from the catastrophe that is the human condition, to save us from the sin which has rampaged our earth and rampaged our souls. So when he comes in power, it's not to wow us, it's to show us that there is salvation in him. Now, when you read what the fathers say about this, there are a couple of really important things for us to take away from what the fathers say. One of the things the fathers say is that he comes in the last watch of the night. The disciples weren't out on the boat rocking for a little bit, and Jesus was like, oh my gosh, they're going to get scared. I got to go out there and save them right now. Jesus was up on the mountain praying. He was deep in prayer. He was in solitude. He came to them at the last watch of the night. So in order for the disciples to be witness to this miracle, to reap this salvation, to know this about the Lord, they had to endure with the storm throughout the night. How easy is it for us to give up on our endurance? How easy is it for us to give up on the Lord? How easy is it for us to forsake love, to forsake forgiveness, to give in to greed, to let our egos rule, to think that we don't need healing, to think that we don't need forgiveness? How many people say to me, Father, I go to confession, it's just I don't have any sins, you see? Isn't that what we all want to believe about ourselves? But we need to stay with the storm, knowing that Christ will come to us through that storm, on that water. We have to stay with the storm even when it seems like the waves are going to overtake us. And we can't deny the existence of the waves, but we can't allow ourselves to succumb to the waves. We need to wait in expectation of the Lord even until the last watch of the night. So that's the first message I want us to take away today, is that when we are in a storm, friction in our relationships, in our marriages, financial hardship, midlife crisis, addiction, whatever it is that threatens to take our lives away from the Lord's loving care, we have to endure that storm in expectation of the coming Lord, confident that He is there and that He will bid us to come to Him, just as He did for Peter, who was on the boat with the disciples. Right? So that's the number one thing. We watch through the storm. We watch through the night in anticipation of the Lord's coming. The second thing that we have to remember is that the storm, as long as the Lord is with us, cannot overtake us. But Peter shows us where the strength and where the possibility for weakness are. As long as Peter has a singularity of purpose, he walks on the water. When he realizes it's the Lord and it's not a ghost, he says, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you. And Jesus says, come on. And he steps out onto the water. Now, you know what it's like to step into water, but none of us know what it's like to step onto water. He steps out onto the water and he walks to the Lord, because he is focused on the Lord. He has surrendered to the Lord. St. John Chrysostom says an awesome thing about this moment, by the way. St. John Chrysostom says, Peter did not say to the Lord, oh Lord, let me walk on the water. That would have been a totally different thing, right? He didn't say, let me be as cool as you. He didn't say, let me work a magic trick. He didn't say, let me work a miracle. He didn't say, oh, bestow your power upon me. That's not what Peter said. He said, Lord, let me come unto you. That needs to be, that phrase, the singular purpose of our existence. I want to say it one more time. That phrase, if we are Christians, needs to be the singular purpose of our existence. Going to the Lord. Right? As we read the scriptures, as we read the saints, as we read the fathers, we understand that in order to accomplish anything worthy of accomplishment, anything towards the kingdom of God, we cannot accomplish it on our own. We only accomplish it when we give our will over to the will of the Lord. So the singularity of our purpose should be, Lord, let me come unto you. And when I want to go to the Lord and I have my eyes fixed on the Lord, there is nothing that can overtake me. I can't be sunk in the water. I can't be blown over by the wind. I can't be eaten by the sharks. But as soon as my purpose wavers from my mind and I'm looking around and the wind is blowing and the waves are tossing and I'm worried about that, rather than focused on going to the Lord, I sink in the water. So when things get rough, that's question number, thing number one is know that the Lord will come and wait even through the last watch of the night. Thing number two is keep our eyes fixed on Him. Don't let all the other nonsense of our lives take over our singularity of purpose. Not our insecurity, not our ambition, not our fear, not our ego, not our passions. Don't let anything in your life or in your mind or in your heart overtake your singularity of purpose going unto the Lord. Right? And the third thing we want to think about today as we talk about this going out unto the Lord is that there is a great amount of faith involved in this. It was easy for Peter to step onto the water. A lot of the things we have to overcome in our lives to achieve salvation, to be good parents, to be good kids, to be good servants of the Lord, they require us to take risks. Right? Peter took a big risk when he stepped into the water. But his faith allowed him to take that risk, and his faith delivered him from the adversity of that risk. So in order for us to overcome our lives, not only do we have to be confident that the Lord is coming, not only do we have singularity of mind fixed on Him, but we must have faith in the Lord. And what does faith mean? I've said this a few times in the church before. It was Father Maximus who first said it in our church to this congregation. He said, when you go to Greece and you see the trapeza pisteos, right? That doesn't translate the bank of faith. That would sound weird, right? It translates the bank of trust. Maybe not a good time to be talking about trust in Greek banks, but that's another thing we talk about at coffee hour. But it translates the bank of trust. So the Greek word pisteos for faith, it means to trust. And how do we trust in the Lord? We trust in the Lord by knowing Him, right? Right? I trust Gus. I trust Dimitri. I trust David because I have a relationship with them. I've worked on projects with them. We've served in the altar together. I've seen this. I've seen that. So I can say to myself, I trust this person because I have had an ongoing relationship with them. I know how they deliver because I know them. And that's the kind of faith we need to have in God. For 2,000 years, as a family, we have been worshiping the Lord Jesus. We have been asking for the Panagia's intercessions. We have been appealing to the saints for their prayers. And over 2,000 years, we have built, as a family, a great amount of trust in the Lord. We know that He's our Father. We know that He's our provider. We know that He's our deliverer. Right? So, let us know that the Lord will come. Let us have singularity of purpose in our lives. Let everything we do in some way glorify His name. And let us trust faithfully that He's not going to let us sink in these waters. I thank you for your attention. I pray that God continues to bless and keep each and every one.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.